Holy Spirit, have your way.
Is there any more that needs a balcony? Come right now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. You can hear me. Let me know in the comments. If you can hear me, let me know in the comments. Put your city. Put your city.
I'm fighting. I'm fighting for you.
Hey Shelly, good morning. Hey Nicole, good morning. Hey Deborah from Mississippi. Hey Deonda, good morning. Good morning. I can hear you in Georgia. Hey Tis. Chester, Virginia. Shout out to Virginia on this morning. Shout out to Virginia. Shout out to Georgia, Mississippi. Oregon is in the building. Shout out to you. Hey, Pedro. You know, I was just thinking about you, I think yesterday. Hey, Kimberly. Hey, from Louisiana. Shout out to you. United Kingdom is in the building. Shout out to you. Arizona is in the building. Shout out to you. So I'm not going to be before you long this morning. I'm just coming out of my prayer closet. So I'm kind of not prepared, but prepared. This morning when I was praying, I heard two words, surrender and alignment. And then the Holy Spirit led me to Jonah. And so I began to read Jonah. And I was like, you know, I should go live and read. But the thing is, I really want to read all four chapters, but I know that could be overwhelming. So I'm going to try to at least do first and second and part of three, because I know where the attention span is just not. It's not there. Shout out to Miami, Florida. Hey, Shaka. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Renee. It's my name, too. Hey, is it Asia from Georgia? Shout out to you. Shout out to you. All right, I'm going to just go with a couple definitions, and then I'm going to go into the word. Hey, Tease. And then I'm going to go into the word. Thank you for your obedience. Alignment has been in my spirit. Yeah, that word has been, it came to me again this morning, but I think yesterday and the day before I was thinking about alignment, or I heard alignment. So let me read the definition of surrendering. Surrender means to cease resistance to an enemy or an opponent and submit to authority, to give in, to give up your own will and subjects his thoughts or her thoughts, ideas and deeds to the will of God, to yield to another power or to yield to God. All right, so let me go to Jonah. I'm going to read from the NLT. I want to read the whole thing, but I'm not. I'm at least read one and two in part of three. So if you can stick around, stick around. If not, it's all good. Watch the replay. And if you are watching the replay, well, thank you for watching. If you are a first timer, thank you. So I'm going to be looking down at my Bible, so I can't see your comments, but just stick with me. All right, so let's go to Jonah, the first chapter. The Lord gave his message to Jonah, son of Amittai, and I might be saying that wrong. He said, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh, announce my judgment against it, and because I have seen how wicked it is, how wicked its people are. So we're starting out where the Lord speaks to Jonah, and he says, get up and go to the city of Nineveh. Okay, so here's Jonah's response. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. So Jonah's like, I hear God talking to me, but I don't really feel like doing it. I don't want to do it. So he goes the opposite direction. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. So Jonah goes in the opposite direction and thinks that he can like literally hide and get away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. How about this? When God wants you, he wants you. If you are his, you are his. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down after him. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted. Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and spare our lives. And then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible sea. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. So I looked up lots, and they said it's the equivalent of flipping a coin in today's society. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. Why has this awful storm come down on us? They demanded. Who are you? What is your line of work? What country are you from? What is your nationality? Jonah answered, I am Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do it? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what shall we do to stop this storm? Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. I know that this terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to the land, but the stormy sea was too violent for them and they couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. Oh Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sins, and don't hold us responsible for his death. Oh Lord, you have sent this storm upon him for your own good reasons. Then the sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power. They offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. Now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. And it's funny, when I was reading that part this morning, the Holy Spirit was like, Jonah was in like a prayer shut-in for 3 days and three nights. So here's Jonah's prayer. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from inside the fish. He said, I cried out to the Lord in great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the land of the dead, and Lord, you heard me. You threw me into the ocean depths, and I sank into the heart of the sea. The mighty waters engulfed me. I was buried beneath your wild and stormy ways. Then I said, oh Lord, you have driven me from your presence, yet I will look once more toward your holy temple. I sank beneath the waves, and the waters closed over me. Seaweed wrapped itself around my head. I sank down to the very roots of the mountains. I was imprisoned in the earth, whose gates locked shut forever. But you, oh Lord, my God, snatched me from the jaws of death. As my life was slipping away, I remember the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple. Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies, but I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out into the beach. Okay, so chapter 3 only has 10 verses, so I'm just going to keep going, and then we're going to talk. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. This time, Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow. When the king of Nineveh heard what Jonah was saying, he stepped down from his throne and took off his royal robes. He dressed himself in burlap and sat on the heap of ashes. Then the king and his nobles sent this decree throughout the city. No one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks, may eat or drink anything at all. People and all animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps even yet God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us. When God saw that they had what they had done and how they put a stop to the evil ways, he changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. So we'll stop there. I'm going to go to my notes and then I'll come and look at your comments. So here we have Jonah, right, who the Lord ordered him or told him to get up and go and give my word to these people in this city. So Jonah hears this and Jonah's like, no, I'm not doing it. He goes in the opposite direction. But what I like in, I think it was in chapter two, chapter one, how even though Jonah was in disobedience, God still got the glory because those sailors saw the power of God when God stopped the sea and they offered a sacrifice and then they made a vow to serve him. So y'all, I can conclude from seeing this in here is that our yes is always bigger than us. Our surrender is always bigger than us. It involves other people. Jonah's disobedience could have cost, I think it was like 120,000 people in that city to lose their lives. But when God saw that they turned away from their wicked ways, they didn't eat, they fasted, God showed mercy. And if we kept reading, it would show us that Jonah got mad at God because God had mercy on them. But Jonah, I don't think Jonah got it. Like 120,000 people were saved because you delivered my word and they honored what God was saying. So he gets swallowed up by a great fish for 3 days and three nights, right? And so that forced him to pray. That put him in a posture of he had to pray, right? Because what else was he going to do? He's sitting in the belly of a great fish. Have you ever had a life situation swallow you up and the only thing you can do is pray? Sometimes we need to go through stuff, y'all, because that pushes us to our knees. If we don't go through certain things, we're not going to pray like we should. Your surrendering is never really about you. It's about everyone connected to that yes. And then I talked about how they, you know, the city and then the king and how they turned away from their evil ways. But that shows us the power of being on one accord. That shows us the power of agreement. They all fast. They all didn't eat. They all came together and turned from their evil ways. And God showed mercy. Imagine. Think about America or whatever country you live in. If everybody turned from their wicked ways and then God showed mercy, like imagine the things that we would do in our countries. Well, imagine what we would do in this world. So think about your own life. Are you running? Are you in disobedience? Has God told you to go in one direction and you went in the opposite direction? There is such a freedom and a power when you surrender. When you say, God, I don't want to be my own God in my finances, in my purpose, in my life. I don't want to be, I can't do this, God. When you give a surrender, it's like the miraculous happens. Even in this story, 120,000 people were saved because he finally decided, I'm not going to disobey God. There are benefits to surrendering, right? You get divine protection. You get peace. You get joy. You get guidance. You get life in Jesus. You get eternal life. So wherever you are on today, if you need to surrender an area of your life or every area of your life to the true and living God, I challenge you to do it on today. Surrendering is more than just your hands going and being lifted up. Surrendering is a heart's posture. It starts with a decision. It says, God, I choose you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what I'm going through, God, I choose you. God, I choose you. God, I choose you on today. I surrender. I surrender every area. I surrender my marriage. I surrender my children. God, I come out of alignment with things that are not pleasing to you. And I come back into alignment with your will and with your word. God, I want to do things your way. I'm tired. I need peace. I need you, God. I need you, God. I need you, God. And somebody needs to surrender their grief. Grief is rough, right? But we have to even give that to God. We got to see God even in the grief. God, I give you this grief. God, I give you this grief. I remember when I was going through grief, and I know y'all heard me tell this story plenty of times, but my brother was murdered, stabbed 21 times by his best friend. And that was, and it happened on my birthday. So every time my birthday comes, I have that memory. But I had to get to a place where, God, I give this to you. Because at one point, I wanted, you know, of course, vindication for my brother, right? I was becoming a little obsessed with it, and I had to give that to God. I had to give that to him. I had to give that. And then I wanted to know, I wanted God to speak to me in my dream and tell me exactly what happened. And I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to surrender that. I had to surrender. God, I give it to you. God, I give you this grief. God, my husband is cutting up. My wife is cutting up, but I give that to you. God, my children have gone their own way, but I give them to you. I surrender the situation. I surrender the outcome. That's another thing. Sometimes we get so obsessed with the outcome of a thing. Thank you for your prayers. Sometimes we get so obsessed with the outcome of how a thing's supposed to be. That's one thing. When we were on the 21-day I'm Just Out Here Trusting God challenge, when before the challenge started, I made a decision. I was going to surrender the outcome of how I wanted things to happen or work out for my life. I surrendered the outcome of how I expected it to be. And I'm like, God, you just do it how you want to do it. No limits, God. You do it how you do it. You are God. However you tell me to do it, whatever way you tell me to go, I'm going to go. There is such a freedom. There is the miraculous happens the moment you posture your heart to surrender. So I'm not even going to be on here much longer. Let's just listen to a little bit of this Psalmist Rain, I Surrender. And if you are surrendering something today, drop it in the comments. God, we surrender. God, I give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for being a merciful God, that even in our disobedience, you still love us. You still fight for us. Thank you, God. I know I didn't always do the right thing. I didn't say the right thing. God, I know I told you no. I know I told you no, God, but today I want to make it right. Today, God, I want your peace. Today, God, I surrender all. Today, God, I give it to you. I can't do this by myself. I can't make it by myself. God, I need your power. I need your mercy. I need your grace. I need your love. I need your compassion. Forgive me, Father. I repent. I repent, God. I repent for going the opposite direction. You told me to go left and I went right. I saw something that looked more pleasing to my eyes and I went that direction. But God, I surrender on today. Forgive me, God. I surrender on today. I surrender on today. I surrender on today. I surrender my relationship, Lord. I surrender to you, Yahweh. I can't even read this morning. I surrender it all. Yes, Lord. Grief of my mother, I surrender. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I surrender all to you today. Remember, it's a heart posture. It's a decision. Today, I'm giving it to you, God. I'm no longer holding on to this thing. It's weighing me down. I'm tired. I don't sleep at night. I'm frustrated. God, take this burden from me. Somebody needs to surrender the miscarriage to him. Somebody needs to surrender the miscarriage to him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody said there's no sound. Can you guys hear me still? If you can't hear me, go maybe go out and come back in. But if you can hear me, let me know. Can y'all still hear me? Somebody said I hear you. Okay. And whoever said they can't hear me, go log out and come back in. Surrendering everything that is not your will, God, in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Come out of alignment with things that you agreed with that wasn't of God. Things people said, things people spoke over your life. Some of y'all need to come out of alignment with the doctor's report and believe what the Lord has said. Believe what the Lord has said. We come out of alignment, God, with anything that is not of you, that is unpleasing, and we come back into alignment with you and your will and your way. God, I don't understand it. God, I'm scared. I don't know which way to go, but God, I'm going to trust you. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 hours. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 months, but God, I trust you. God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. For some of you, this is a new season. This is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. The only thing you can do is depend on God. The only person you can lean on is God. It's a faith walk. We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. This is a new faith walk. God opened the door and gave you a new position. God gave you a new promotion. Now you're going to have to trust him like never before. Like never before. Hey, Red. like never before. God, please have your way. Like, yes, Lord. God, I trust you. God is faithful to fail. Hallelujah. Yes, believing and receiving. Touch our city. The comments are going by so fast. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. He won't fail. He can't lie. He won't fail. If you can bank on anybody, you can bank on God. You can't trust your neighbor. You can't trust your other, this person and that person. You can trust God. He's never failed, and he's not going to fail just for us, for you, for me. He's not going to throw his reputation just for us. You got to trust and believe. It's going to be a faith walk. It's going to be a faith walk. I surrender this pain to you. Yes, let it go. Let it go. Let it go in the name of Jesus. And sometimes you just got to cry out. God, I can't do this. God, my heart is broken. God, what he did to me broke my heart. They betrayed me. God, I need you. My heart is broken. God, I've never felt pain like this in my life. God, I give it to you on today. God, I give it to you on today. God, I release it to you on today. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. I let it go right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you blow peace and freedom on everybody who's watching on today, who will watch. All those who have made a decision to surrender, God, do the miraculous in their life. Touch their mind, touch their heart, touch their spirit. Remind them that you are with them no matter where they are, in the lowest, in the highest, wherever they are, God, you are with them. You're ever loving, God. You are compassionate and you are merciful and you fight for us. You fight for us. We turn away from our wicked ways, God, and we come into alignment with your will and your word on today. Because in your will and your word, there's guaranteed protection, there's peace, there's joy, there's love, there's blessings attached to this, not just materialistic blessings, prosperity in every area of our lives. Father, I give you my finances. I don't know how my bills are going to get paid in this next month. I don't know how my rent's going to be paid. I got a letter from the mortgage company, God, but I give that to you. I give that to you on today. I give that to you. I give my finances to you. I tell y'all this story all the time, how before I started I Need a Word, I was broke, busted, disgusted with working 5-6 jobs. And I finally got to a place and I said, God, I surrender my purpose to you. I surrender my finances. I can no longer afford to be God over my purpose and my finances. God, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. And shortly after that, I Need a Word started. There is a miraculous blessing on the other side of your surrendering. On the other side of your surrendering. All right, y'all. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. I just wanted to come on for a few minutes and just share what the Holy Spirit was ministering to me this morning from Jonah. So I love you with the love of the Lord. I will see you back next week. You guys have a blessed week, blessed weekend. I love you with the love of the Lord. Talk to you soon.